Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I don't like drama. I want things nice and smooth and easy. Apparently a lot of people are closed today. They're still taking part of the holiday. I really need to take a day off. I worked the whole weekend, saw tons of patients online. COVID is just rampant, and some of the cases weren't as mild as I was hoping. So I didn't take time off, but I'm going to need to because I got some things going on, like some conferences and things like that I have to do. But don't worry, I'll always give you guys the headlines and give you guys a major scoop. But I just want things to be a little calm. A lot of people are still on vacation today, even though there's been thousands of flights canceled. So even if they were supposed to come to work, we're not going to see them at work because they're still stuck at airports. But I got to tell you, the drama of 2021 started early on. And I say, look, guys, we don't have to let this be a dramatic cluster poop show of a year. We don't have to. So a lot's going on. Dr. Fauci is now saying that the CDC might, because of the blowback they got of lowering isolation to 5 days, they might turn and reverse it and say, you know what? You could go back to work if your COVID test is negative. Well, are we out of COVID tests? Do we not have enough COVID tests already? Aren't we like short supply? So that doesn't make a lot of sense. Apparently, we have a big baby boom. We weren't supposed to. During the pandemic, babies went down. We had less babies. But afterwards, apparently, we have a baby boom. But we don't have enough supplies for these new moms. So we're kind of low on supplies. We're still having medication shortages. Supply chain crisis never got fixed, and we're coming into the new year with supply chain issues. We got, of course, the midterms coming up. We got the Olympics coming up. We got, I don't know what the heck is going on with football. Yesterday was a cluster and a half. I'm not sure what happened with a lot of these teams. And then Antonio Brown, he loves his drama. He just walks off the field of the Bucks yesterday. We'll talk about that because a lot of people are kind of worried about his mental health. Antonio Brown, one of the most fantastic receivers I've known, but just always seems to get himself into some drama. So we're going to talk about that. But honestly, people, we do not have to let this year be a poop show. We really don't. This is something that I think I think we have some control over. I know it doesn't seem like it. Apparently, public officials are starting to say, look, this Omicron wave, it's going to be the next thing that's going to help us stop COVID. It's going to give us all some natural immunity, and we're going to get through it unscathed. And then you have other people saying, oh, no, Omicron's going to be with us for a couple months. So it's really going to take us, I think, as the public, to kind of tell everybody to just get their poop together and to, like, not, you know, try to feed into the drama, feed into the headlines. We have a very tumultuous year as it is with the midterms and the election. I talked to you guys about some of my predictions. Because we have the midterm election and it is expected to flip the other side and go red, which a lot of times that does because the pendulum just always swings and nobody really likes to be moderate, there might be some big drastic moves made while people still have their power in Congress. And these are some things that make me a little nervous. Not that I think people are looking for drama. I just think it's going to be one of those dramatic years. So it's going to take you and I and anybody with a level head to say, no. Okay? All right? We have got to get our business backing up. We've got to get the supply chain. We have to get, you know, our families fed. We need to start planning for the future. 2022 is not going to be a 2020. It's not going to be a 2021. 2022 has got to be the year that we start taking control. I know that sounds like something you would hear, you know, on a football field. Let's take control. No, I really mean it. Okay? If there is some BS happening, I don't want anybody going to war. I don't want a civil war or anything like that. But I think it's time for us to call it and say, no, this isn't happening. Okay? I think it really does take us going, look, you know, we're going to go to work. We're going to, you know, make something of our lives. We're going to not let this ever-ending, chaotic sort of, I want to find the right word without cussing. You guys know what I'm thinking. Can you just read my mind? Just read my mind. I really believe that there's going to be some entities that are going to want to still remain in control and take any control they have. We just found out that a whole bunch of people who were promised they'd get to keep their jobs just got canned because they weren't vaccinated. Again, we're still dealing with the stupid vaccine mandate. I don't understand why that still exists when people got sick anyway, despite being vaccinated. But the mandate apparently just cost tons of people, hundreds of people, their jobs that they were supposed to be working. They were promised their job. So we're letting this type of stuff happen. And the only thing that seems to really steer public policy is people saying, no, I know you think you're preaching to the choir, and I know you think that that sort of behavior is what the fans want, but the majority of us don't like that. I mean, even Biden, with all the trouble that he's been dealing with, is picking up on we aren't really liking lockdowns, that, you know, we aren't really liking our staff not being able to come back because you're saying they have to quarantine for 14 days when nobody's keeping to the quarantine and they're still around others and it's the holidays. Personally, I think we are going to be having rises in cases. I think the holiday, based on what I saw, and I saw patients all weekend long online, there is a lot of COVID out there. And there's a lot of flu. There's a lot of people not feeling well. And we'll talk about what some of these symptoms are. It's kind of interesting. There's like this milky film people are talking about in the back of their throat and just some weird, weird symptoms with this Omicron that, I mean, I'm thinking the majority of us are going to be exposed. We're going to get it. I ran my COVID test. It was a negative. But then again, another cluster and a half. These home COVID tests, you can't trust. You know, I mean, when we hear they're maybe 70% sensitive, missing 30% of the cases, that's not good. That's not adequate. And then there's not enough of them. How many times did I tell people this weekend, go get yourself tested for COVID? They're like, we can't. There's no clinic available. The lines are out the door, and there's no test kits. So it's almost like, you know, we're probably going to go back to, guys, all right, cough, cold season, stay away from others. If at all you feel like you need to get to the hospital, you get to the hospital. Don't assume just because you're vaccinated, you're fine. We're going to be talking about this nurse who was double vaccinated, who ended up in the ICU on a ventilator. What saved her was actually Viagra. So we're going to talk about Viagra and COVID. Who knew? So don't go away. We've got a really busy day. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Cut me some slack, Jack. I have been working maybe 3 years straight. I don't think I've taken one day off. Except, I think I even worked, I was on vacation a couple years ago when I still worked and I still saw patients online, so I don't think I've taken a day off in 3 years. So everybody cut me some slack, I'm losing my voice a little bit, it's going to happen. I'm not going to sing, I'd like to sing for all the creatures, I'm not going to sing, because then people are like, oh no, oh my gosh, your voice is so horrible. Yeah, so that's going to be one of my New Year's resolutions, maybe to get some singing lessons, because honestly, you guys really deserve a better voice. So it's New Year's resolution time. I hate New Year's resolutions. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. New Year's resolutions are probably one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard of, and I can't stand talking about them on air. But since many of you make them, And since we do them anyway, we might as well talk about how to make them stick and how to make a good thing out of a bad thing. So why do we even have New Year's resolutions? Well, the reason why is the family gets on our case Thanksgiving and Christmas time. They do. And they go, you need to lose weight. Or you need to do something about, you know, you need to get a job. You need to get a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever. And so you're like, mom, dad, right? Sister, brother, aunt, uncle, it's my New Year's resolution. You need to quit smoking. When are you going to quit smoking? It's my New Year's resolution. And as soon as you say New Year's resolution, everybody backs off. They're like, oh, wow. Well, if you made a New Year's resolution, that's set in contract. Wow, I mean, you are bound by the laws of gravity, right? Or whatever, the Constitution, to get that done. Now, sometimes they'll put a little bit more in. You know, so let's say your mom's like, well, you need to quit smoking. You're like, I have to do my New Year's resolution. They won't shut up right there. They'll be like, well, good, because, you know, smoking is bad for you. I know, I made a New Year's resolution. Yeah, because you have got to quit smoking. I said I made a New Year's resolution, New Year's resolution. So the New Year's resolution shuts up the family temporarily. Then New Year's comes, and you're like, oh, gosh, how the heck do I do this? And a lot of us want to lose weight. How many cookies and carbs and chocolates and eggnog and all sorts of goodies did we eat over the holidays? And we justified it, saying, New Year's resolution. I'm going to lose weight at the start of the year. I didn't exercise too much, but you know what? I'm going to do it at the start of the year. So we do that as a means to put something off and procrastinate. That's why I can't stand New Year's resolutions, because that is translated into, or that is jargon for, I'm procrastinating and I'm going to do it during the month of January when nobody's going to bother me and nobody's going to see me because the holidays are over. So I get it. And New Year's resolution stings. And when somebody does talk about it, all right, you don't want to hear it. That's why this is the most unpopular segment of the show in the entire year. But I go through it anyway. Because some of you out there are, you know what, though? I didn't make a New Year's resolution. Good. But I do want to lose weight. I do want to make more money. I do want to get a relationship. I do want these things. I want to make 2022 my year. I mean, I opened the show saying, hey, guys, we need to take control of 2022. How do we do that? How do we take control? The mistake we all make is we come up with this grandiose sort of, we're going to do this. We're going to, you know, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to go to church more often. I'm going to make money. I'm going to get a job. I'm going to get married. They're just too big. So what are some of the most common New Year's resolutions that people fail? Because, boy, do people fail. It's to lose weight, to stop smoking, to drink less, to make more money, to spend more time with family. Yeah, you know where that New Year's resolution came from. Right? You're getting reamed out at the Thanksgiving table. We don't see you more often. You know what, Mom? That's my New Year's resolution, that I am going to see you more often. Ooh. Okay, that's a really good New Year's resolution, okay? Okay, we all know where that New Year's resolution came from. To perform better at work. Oh, God, if I could perform better at work, I mean, I would have already done it. Yeah, sorry, guys. I'll try, though. To save more money, to eat healthier, to go to church or temple more often, to get a boyfriend, girlfriend. Well, I don't want to do that because I'm married. Spend less time on the internet, smartphone. And here's a biggie. A very common New Year's resolution is to watch less porn. Why do you think that New Year's resolution came up? Because probably the partner said, look, you're watching too much porn. New Year's resolution. Yeah, but it's August 5th. Really? We're gonna wait till then for you to finally get off watching porn? So these are just too grandiose. They're too insurmountable. Everybody fails. Everybody fails. They're just too broad. So what you need to do is you need to make them finite. Your New Year's resolution, and by the way, if anybody asks you what your New Year's resolutions are, defriend them. I mean, that's not, my friends already know, that is not a conversation I want to have. Okay, I'd like to talk about the Boba Fett show. You know, maybe I'd like to talk about, you know, the Game of Thrones prequel or something like that. But don't be talking to me about New Year's resolutions. That is not a conversation I want to have with you. So some of you have not gone back to work yet. And so that's kind of the best time to start a New Year's resolution. See, people say, I'm on vacay. I'm still on vacation. I'm not going to do my New Year's resolutions. I'll wait till I go back to work. No. Because once you go back to the work, you have stress of that. You're not going to want to diet. You're not going to want to be eating more salads when you have a crazy work schedule. Yeah, you know, how do you get your exercise in? So you need to figure all this out while you're still on vacation. The best time to plan your New Year's resolutions is before New Year's, which none of us do because we put it off. We procrastinate. So if you're like, look, you know, I don't start work till tomorrow, well, then get up and exercise today. I mean, you know, pick that time. Let's say you're going to do an after work schedule workout or a pre-work schedule workout. Start doing that before you go back. If you don't have to go back to work for 2-3 weeks, this is the day when you start that. Then you got to recruit family members and friends to keep you on task. Your family, we're scared of. Who's scared of their family? I mean, them calling or texting me already kind of goes, oh my gosh, you know. And so if they send that reminder going, you know, did you eat any chocolate today? You know, did you do your workout? Did you do this? You know, and I know family members are like, oh no, you know, they're not going to want to get a text from me. People don't already want a text from their family. People are already dreading hearing from their family. So you might as well have a role. And then you get to later say, I helped you lose weight because I was on your butt. So you got to recruit your friends and family members. I think it's important, especially if you want to quit smoking, because it's really hard to do that alone. Quitting smoking is tough, eating less, trying to make more money, save money. And now we got to make our easy, finite, small, discrete steps. So you want to lose weight. What is a very small, easy way to do that? Drink more water. So you could come up with a New Year's resolution going, I'm going to drink more water. Most of us under drink enough water. 7 to 9 glasses a day, maybe 10 8-ounce glasses of water a day, depending on, of course, your fluid status. You want to talk to your doctor about that. But it all differs based on how much we exercise, our size, where we live, if it's in a drier climate, hotter climate. But if you drink more water, you're going to fill your stomach up. You're going to eat less. You're going to be a little healthier. You're going to hydrate more. That's a great way to lose weight. Rather than saying spend more time with family, call your mom once a week. Okay, once a month, right? Just call your mom a little bit more. That's a little baby step. Rather than saying I'm going to lose weight as my New Year's resolution, why don't you say I'm going to lose 5 pounds in January? You can do it. What, it's January 2nd or 3rd? What day is today? January 3rd? Yeah. Okay, 5 pounds. You could lose 5 pounds in a month. Then next month, lose another 5 pounds. If you lose weight slowly, it sticks longer. So come up with a small, bite-sized goal. Take $20 a paycheck and put it into savings. That is a lot, I know, for a lot of us. But let's say $5 or $10 or $20. You say you want to save money, you want to save money. Well, if we could save money, we would have already done it. But maybe you could have like bonds. Remember I told you guys the bond market is high now because of inflation? Maybe have Treasury Direct automatically deduct $20 from your bank account each month. You're putting aside $20 a month. It's going into a 7% interest bond. You might make a little money. You might save some money. Eating more vegetables. Eating more vegetables is a very easy New Year's resolution. Make 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. playtime with kids. No TV, no work. 7 to 8 p.m., you shut everything off, and you spend that solid hour with the kids. Now, some of you are like, well, we should be spending all night with the kids. But you're not. You're not. You say you're going to spend time with the kids. You know, you go on the phone, you go on the computer. Maybe make a discreet, all right, guys, it's playtime. We're going to wrestle. We're going to dance. We're going to sing. We'll do bubble bath. We'll walk the dog. But 7 to 8 p.m. is playtime with the kids. Trust me, you're going to feel better. Otherwise, you're going to feel guilty. Plan the third Saturday of the month to be date night with your spouse. I don't know if third Saturday of the month works for us, but that's nice. Join a club, team, church group. Maybe put out each cigarette after 1 or 2 puffs. Plan a mid-year vacation. Walk the dog an extra half hour. Limit computer phone time to 1 hour a day. Limit your porn to 1 hour a day. That's bite size. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. Don't go away.
When the wall made me crash my car, it made me feel.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The mostly partisan January 6th commission says they have gotcha testimony against President Trump. Democrat Representative Bernie Thompson, who chairs the panel on CNN Sunday.
Yes, we have. We have significant testimony that leads us to believe that the White House had been told to do something.
Congressman Thompson appears to be making a case for public opinion and not a court of law. Asked whether this would contribute to a possible criminal referral, the Mississippi Democrat said, quote, "We don't know," end quote. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Sunday that he has tested positive for COVID. In a statement Sunday, he said he was fully vaccinated with the booster shot, having been administered in October, and was feeling only mild symptoms. His last in-person meeting with President Biden was December 21st. Thanks for listening. USA Radio News. The federal government has changed some of its pandemic protocols.
After the CDC revised its guidance on isolation for asymptomatic COVID-19 patients, Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN's State of the Union indicating that federal health officials are considering an amendment.
There has been some concern about why we don't ask people at that five-day period to get tested. That is something that is now under consideration. The CDC is very well aware that there has been some pushback about that.
The CDC in its revision shortening that isolation timeline from 10 days to 5. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Starting New Year's Day, federal law now bans many types of out-of-network medical bills and puts the burden on doctors and health insurance companies to resolve their payment disputes. Consumers can now breathe a sigh of relief because in many scenarios, they should no longer face unexpected charges from doctors who are not in their insurance networks. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, not a good weekend in terms of legends passing away. John Madden, Hall of Fame coach turned broadcaster. I believe he originally was an offensive tackle for the Eagles, Raiders coach, and then obviously a Hall of Fame broadcaster as well, had passed away. I think he was 85 years old. They had just done a documentary on him And it was he was able to see it with his family prior to dying. He has probably one of the most impressive records, a 103.327 regular season record. A .759 winning percentage is the best among NFL coaches with more than 100 games. And Coach Madden was a legend. And my kids played Madden football, and it just, I mean, the Madden name, you cannot know who John Madden is. And so seeing that, hearing that, you know, we lost him was just heartbreaking. And, you know, he, you know, again, 85 years old, it's fantastic to see men live longer nowadays, but still, 85 too soon. We also lost Coach Dan Reeves. Dan Reeves won the Super Bowl title with the Dallas Cowboys, made 4 Super Bowl appearances as head coach, and he died on Saturday at the age of 77. He died of complications from dementia, they said, but he passed away peacefully, surrounded by his loving family at his home in Atlanta. He also played for the Cowboys, and he was part of the Cowboys' first Super Bowl winning team in 1971 when Dallas defeated the Miami Dolphins. And so this was Super Bowl VI. So sorry, I still have to kind of brush up on that. That was a little bit before my time. And then he spent 23 seasons as head coach with the Broncos, New York Giants, Atlanta Falcons. And then he built the Broncos around John Elway. And then they won the AFC Championships. They did lose in the Super Bowl, but still, he was just such a... Dan Reeves, again, can't not know who he is. And then Betty White. We lose Betty White as well this weekend. Betty White was about to turn 100. I think her birthday is January 12th, and People Magazine had honored her with the cover to show her secrets to a happy life at 100. And this was something that kind of made people a little nervous because, you know, for some of us that don't, you know, like to jinx or count our chickens before they hatch, you know, she had died at the age of 99. Still phenomenal. Phenomenal. You know, long life and career and you know, epitome of health. And, you know, even she was in The Proposal movie a few years back, so acting well into her 90s. I think she won an Emmy for a Saturday Night Live stint that she did when she was 88. But apparently People Magazine, and I understand it takes a little while to, you know, prepare these, so you obviously need to start months in advance. She was going to be, or still is, on the cover of People Magazine as turning 100. So they're still going to move on with that, obviously, and I think there's going to be a documentary on her as well. And yes, yeah, she was supposed to celebrate her centennial birthday on January 17th. According to Betty White, she said she was born a cockeyed optimist, and that was the key to her upbeat nature. She said, "I got it from my mom, and that never changed. I always find the positive." She says, "I try to avoid anything green. I think it's working." So she was a smart aleck. She was funny. She was very, very smart. I mean, she would always play, you know, this role, like on The Golden Girls, where she was, you know, a little bit more, you know, I guess, obtuse. And they would, you know, really kind of, you know, put her in that role. But she was as shrewd as could be. And to see somebody like her make it as far as she did in terms of being, you know, so vibrant and positive and active, she's a legend. And kids, young kids, you know, I didn't think my kids would know who Betty White was, but they knew of her because of all the commercials and memes and The Proposal movies and things like that. She was so active that I think every generation knows who Betty White is. And she's a favorite. You can't think of Betty White and think of anything critical. She just smile. So she did what she set out to do. She made people smile. Wonderful woman, wonderful actress, wonderful comedian, and never aged. And so it's sad to see her leave at the age of 99. Now, some people are sad to see Antonio Brown leave from the Buccaneers. And so this was interesting. I didn't get to watch the Buccaneer game because we were watching the Raiders game, and the only game that I had access to was the Raiders game. And I like watching the Raiders, of course, but I do always like to watch Tom Brady and see what happens. And apparently there was some drama where Antonio Brown decided to, I think he was having a little bit of an issue on the sideline with one of the coaches, and then he decided to rip off his shirt, rip off his jersey, and then just walk off. And then we found out that Bruce Arians said he's no longer a Buck, so he was fired almost instantly. And apparently the Bucks were losing and trailing to the Jets, which obviously probably did kind of make a lot of people nervous, because the Jets haven't had the most successful year, but they've been making some comebacks. But they were down 24-10, and, you know, again, Tom Brady, he knows how to get things back fourth quarter, and they did. They ended up winning 28-24, but not before Brown got into a sideline disagreement with Mike Evans. He took off his gear, threw some of his belongings into the stands, cut across the end zone, gave fans the peace sign, ran back into the tunnel. In fact, some people thought he was a streaker, and I guess security was about to jump him until they realized that, no, he was one of the players. So that's, I guess, a rumor. And then he wrote on Instagram, "Thanks for the opportunity." So he finished the game with 3 catches for 26 yards. And Buccaneers coach Bruce Arians said, you know, Brown is now out. He said he's no longer a Buck. All right, that's the end of the story. Let's talk about the guys that went out there and won the game. Tom Brady, who was a longtime friend, he's the one that I believe brought him to the Buccaneers. And in fact, I think Antonio Brown lived with him for a period of time until he, in fact, Tom Brady brought him to the Patriots. And Antonio Brown, I think, played one game until there was all the drama that came out with the sexual harassment suit. So they're close. And Tom Brady said, "That's obviously a difficult situation. I think we all want him to, I think everybody should find, hopefully do what they can to help him in ways he really needs it." Tom Brady said, "We all love him. We all care about him deeply. We want to see him at his best, but unfortunately it won't be with our team." He says, "We have a lot of friendships that will last. Again, I think the most important thing about football are the relationships with your friends and your teammates, and they go beyond the field. I think everyone should be compassionate and empathetic towards some very difficult things." So, you know, a lot of people are kind of worried because Antonio Brown has had a lot of, shall we say, drama, like with the fake possible vaccine card. And, I mean, he's a fantastic receiver. He does, I mean, I don't know what his contract was. I know he's probably going to lose at least $1 million, they say, missing out on incentives and hitting milestones. I could expect him to lose much more than that. This is according to Fox News. But it's the impulsivity that makes me nervous. And so a lot of people fear his mental health and fear, you know, how he's going to kind of, you know, do. And, you know, is it CTE? People have asked, is this CTE? You know, was he hit in the head so many times and now he's impulsive? And obviously, there, you know, he's impulsive because to quit an NFL team when you're making that much money and you're in playoff standing, to just walk off like that, basically, you know, almost give the team a finger figuratively, that what other impulsive moves can he make? And, you know, he keeps being in the center of a lot of drama. And I worry about a lot of football players because I think a lot of the positions they're in isn't because they make bad choices. They make bad choices, but maybe it's secondary to something like chronic traumatic encephalopathy, multiple blows to the head. Or, you know, issues of, you know, being with that rise to fame and, you know, everybody wanting something from you and always being a target. And so I don't know how innocent he is. I don't know how guilty he is, but he looks like he's hurting. And this is somebody that I would definitely want to make sure doesn't hurt himself. And I agree with Tom Brady. Tom Brady, I think, is a class act. You know, he said what needed to be said. Obviously, somebody walking off the team is off the team. You know, you have to kind of be firm like that. But who knows? Maybe he'll go to the Cowboys. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-VITAL-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So something that has now gone into effect is surprise medical bills are now considered illegal. And it's a fantastic move. It was started in the Trump administration, carried on through the Biden administration, has bipartisan support, seems to make the most perfect sense. I'm a fan, but as with everything, there's always consequences, so we're going to talk about this. So what are surprise medical bills? So, and this it also is testament to the fact that our healthcare system is an absolute cluster. But let's say you go to a hospital, and that hospital is a network. And so you walk in there, and wow, you need to have your gallbladder taken out, or you need to have your appendix taken out, or you're having a heart issue. So that hospital is a network. You get admitted. The doctor that sees you in the ER, he's obviously contracted with the hospital. So in-network doctor. An anesthesiologist might cover, or there might be somebody else involved in your care while you're in the hospital, and that person might not be in-network. And so if it's an out-of-network provider, you get an additional bill because you didn't go to a network provider. But how the hell did you know? You went to the hospital and you thought that the hospital was in-network and you were doing everything you're supposed to. So you end up getting a bill from this out-of-network provider, and you're like, what the heck is this? Surprise bill. Now, a little bit more eloquently explained from the government, they say, starting January 1st, 2022, consumers will have new billing protections when getting emergency care, non-emergency care from out-of-network providers at in-network facilities, air ambulance services from out-of-network providers. They say, through new rules aimed to protect consumers, excessive out-of-pocket costs will be restricted. Emergency services must continue to be covered without any prior authorization and regardless of whether or not a provider or facility is in network. So as a patient, this is absolutely fantastic for you. But again, there's going to be some ramifications. They say currently, if consumers have health coverage and get care from an out-of-network provider, their health plan will not cover the entire out-of-network cost. Because it's out-of-network. This could leave them with higher costs than if they had been seen by an in-network provider. This is especially common in an emergency situations where consumers might not be able to choose the provider. Even if a consumer goes to an in-network hospital, they might get care from out-of-network providers at that facility. Again, a cluster and a half. In many cases today, the out-of-network provider can bill consumers for the difference between the charges the provider bills and the amount paid by the health plan. That's called balance billing. And when you get the bill and you're like, what the hell is this? That's called a surprise bill. So as of now, it is illegal. The Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021 was enacted on December 27th, but as of January 1st, 2022, the No Surprises Act bill comes into play. So, all right, makes perfect sense, sounds great. I love it. No reason why you should be given a bill that you didn't deserve or consent to. But what does that now mean? Well, apparently, if you are now going to be getting, let's say, a non-emergent procedure, these facilities, okay, are going to want to make sure they get their money first. If they have to give emergency care without prior auth, without, you know, asking you for money up front, your non-emergency services, the people for non-emergencies are going to be the ones that are going to have to pay. When I had some medical procedures done, nobody would even see me until I forked over the cash. Now, I understand that. As a physician, one of the reasons why I closed my office and went to teaching is because once Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act kicked in and everybody had high deductibles, waiting for people to pay when they got a bill didn't happen because people were out of jobs. It was the Great Recession. And when you said, look, can you pay up front? Most people didn't want to or couldn't. So you end up doing all this work for free. Well, if money's not coming in, you can't pay your staff, you can't pay the rent. Eventually, we knew this was going to be a bad situation. And luckily for us, we left way before COVID and closed the office before we could have been completely decimated like a lot of doctors' offices. The problem is we don't have enough doctors. We don't have enough medical clinics. And if they can't charge and bring money in, then they will not be able to do the services. So for those of you that have been getting medical care, where, look, I'll just get the medical care and bill me, just bill me, that might not happen. Because if these companies don't want to be accused of a surprise bill, they're going to want to collect what they can that is legal up front. And if you don't have the money, you don't get the care. Right here at CBS News, they say, they say, let me see, one second here. Okay. Oh, the legislation, by the way, does not affect ground ambulances. They call for more study of those billing. Okay, the ambulances, that's going to be tricky, all right, because patients are now still responsible for ground ambulance charges, even if they are higher than their in-network rates. So the problem we have with ambulances is if you need an ambulance, you need an ambulance. And they can't really charge you up front because you are in, it's an emergency. But if an ambulance company is not going to get paid, then they don't exist. So there's got to be some way to keep these ambulance companies still in business. So right now, this, they're talking about like air ambulance where you're flown to another hospital. Now, what if your network doesn't cover air ambulances? I think all insurances are supposed to cover it, but what if they only cover one little baby single company and you need air ambulance transport and it's not covered? Do you not get sent or transferred? So you see, this could be kind of an issue. This can be a little scary. So they say, generally speaking, keeping the customer out of it and forcing the providers to be the ones to settle is a positive. This is according to Egan Kemp, a policy expert with Public Citizen. They said these bills, a lot of bills are onerous, they strike people as completely unfair, and it has been. The fact that you're going into a hospital or you're going into a facility and one of the few people that work on you just happens to be not a network, I mean, that's not your fault. The problem is why does that exist? Why are there in-network providers and out-of-network providers? Why isn't it, if you have insurance, they pay the doctor? They pay the nurse? They pay the staff? Why is it, out-of-network, there's a technicality. These insurance companies have been allowed to have technicalities for so long. If you are an anesthesiologist or a surgeon, or somebody who is taking call and helping that hospital out, you should be considered in-network. Now, sometimes it's doctor choice. Some of these insurance companies pay like crap. One insurance company paid me $2.42. Well, at that point, you're like, why am I even a provider for you? Well, I don't need your $2.42. No, thank you. And so, sadly, there's a lot of doctors that don't want to take the crap that these insurance companies are paying. So they're like, no, don't have me in network. You know, it's interesting. We do disability exams for the state, a lot of us doctors. And some of them were actually administered by a health insurance plan. And once the health insurance plan found you were possibly a provider, they immediately cut your pay. So people were dropping insurance plans going, no. Okay, if I'm doing something for the state and I'm doing this task, don't be giving me your crappy pay because you found a technicality. So that whole system needs to be revamped. It just does. It makes no sense for you to go somewhere and have doctors of various networks, various insurances. It just doesn't make sense. But as of now, they're saying the doctor and the insurance company is going to have to battle it out. Well, insurance wins. Doctors don't win when it comes to the doctor and the insurance company battling it out. So what happens if a doctor continually doesn't get paid? They say, I'm out. Or they charge you up front. So if surprise bills are not allowed from an out-of-network provider, then you are going to get non-surprise bills. And if you want that procedure or if you want something done, you need to pay up front. Now, I love the fact that with my hysterectomy, I paid whatever they wanted up front because now I feel like, good, I'm not going to get a bill. But what if I didn't have that money? So 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
That supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.